550 KBMW.
Talk Around Thursday rolls on. Do this every Thursday, too, and I like this segment, too. Morning Zoo. Talking all things Jacob Azoo, Tom Schmaltz, and Kathy Dickman in studio. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you know about liquid manure or green manure, Tom Schmaltz? You're over there shaking your head going,
well,
man.
Soybean plants put out nodules of nitrogen that they can gather from the air. So they make a great fertilizer. Nitrogen is something the farmers want to see.
Okay.
So when they first started planting them, it was like, well, there's not really a sale for the bean, but if we plow them back in, it makes the ground better and it fertilizes it for the next crop.
See? Not only is he funny, he's smart,
yeah,
too.
Hello.
So that's
now he's trying to take over the ag report. They're in trouble now.
Let's back up and talk about your event last night. You had a good turnout for this.
We had an excellent turnout for Save the Earth Tree Santa at the Carousel. Oh, my goodness. It was such a nice evening.
Mm-hmm.
And we do know, and respectfully, that there's a lot going on with churches Wednesday nights, especially this time of year. There were programs and things, too. We have to, you know, you pick your dates and you hope that the timeline works for everybody to come who wants to.
Sure.
And it showed that a lot of people who had events also stopped by the zoo. It was so much fun.
I love hearing that.
Oh, my goodness. We had a good time. So we were pretty... We're very busy,
mm-hmm,
from the whole time from 5 to 7, and even started just a tad bit earlier in the Nature Center. And Schmaltz did his rides through Holiday Lane, which, by the way, they've added to it again.
Oh, yeah, it just gets bigger every year.
There is a beautiful photo op on a sleigh, if you haven't been down there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you can sit in the sleigh and get a picture taken. And it's
that thing is gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
It's in white and silver, and it's a photo op.
It is. It's almost holographic the way it looks when you're driving through there.
Yes. It's almost like, is that real?
It's a hologram.
Is that a picture?
It's like,
yeah.
Right.
So very fun. And of course, it ends with Gunner and Gideon. So you got to love that. So again, City Wapton did a great job on that. And it was lots of fun. We did the recyclable art in the Nature Center and the Christmas enrichment for the animals.
How was that?
It was
Are they going to have a lot of happy animals down there?
Oh, yeah.
I bet you
see
are.
This stuff. Our freezer's full.
Good.
That's
full
of this great
that too.
Stuff. So thanking our staff and education and our keepers and volunteers in the Carousel. We were very fortunate to have the real Santa, and that's hard to book,
mm-hmm,
who is fabulous. So
he's a little busy this time.
He's very busy.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, doing the hay rides, the kids would go, now when we get back, we get to go see Santa. And, you know, it's just it's great to see that enthusiasm. And they were booking over, and I go, you want a fast ride or a slow ride? And towards the end, they go faster. We want to see Santa.
Right,
so
right.
They had an agenda. He's always the number one hit over there.
Absolutely. So you had a good time doing this, too, Tom Schmaltz.
Brings
out the kid in you.
Oh, yeah. And every time you go through the Holiday Lane, it's like I see something new. And trust me, I went through it a lot of times last night.
I bet you did.
So you get to see all the different things light up. And, you know, don't forget to stop and read the signs and stuff. They have some signs on people that have donated and things. So it's really nice to see, and all the new things this year.
Well,
it was great.
You brought up, you know, putting lights on the rhinos. There's actually lights on the rhinos at Holiday Lane.
Yes, there is.
So, okay, so there is some truth,
yes,
to that.
Yes, there is. There
all
is.
Right. So, again, I've been wrapping it up with everybody. I had Greg Giroux in here yesterday talking, mm-hmm, about the Sportsman's Club.
Mm-hmm.
And for the zoo, too, 2023, good year for you guys.
It was a good year. The attendance was down, reminding people. And it seems like this time of year, you know, we do our fundraising all like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Like, what's the zoo got their hand out again? So I'm reminding people there is year-end giving going on, and that's very simple. You can contact us if you want to give year-end. And some people like to do that before their tax season.
Right, right.
in any amount is great. And then, of course, in February, we have Giving Hearts Day. So yeah. Don't forget about that. And remember, you know, just by talking about the zoo, just by, you know, visiting the zoo, you know, you're supporting us. So please know that. If you're unable to give monetarily, that's okay. We need it. We like it. It's how we operate.
Sure.
But we love the patronage. We love the people showing up last night. People keeping the zoo alive year-round, and that's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
And we had everybody from infants to grandpa and grandmas last night.
Of course.
I was talking about friends, longtime friends. Rita and Lise Erdrich came last night. And
nice.
they usually come, and it's so fun. And we don't get to visit as long as we want to because I want to see everybody.
Sure.
But what a grand time. It was just... It was wonderful. So
it was everything you wanted it to be and then some.
It was.
I like absolutely. That.
And people not having to bundle up as much with the blankets, at least at the beginning of the hay rides, they didn't have to.
Right.
Yeah, towards the end.
Probably.
I saw Schmaltz come in and get another jacket later.
So 2024, are we looking forward to some new surprises and fun things down there at the zoo?
Well,
you don't tease us with it. You don't have to say.
Well, we are starting some outreach now with our new crested porcupines.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be something soon. We did get a new ed animal, and I think instead of announcing it right now, we're going to bring him into the studio.
Oh, perfect. So I love it when you do
it's
that.
It's not something that we need to use a lead rope for, so mm-hmm. you don't have to worry about your carpet.
That's a good thing.
And then, of course, we have our Lapaca, which is our llama alpaca offspring hybrid, who is the cutest animal you probably have ever seen.
One of the new arrivals down there?
Who will be. Yeah. I mean, still young.
Sure.
So, and it's going to be an outreach animal as well.
Right.
So
fantastic.
We're just really doing some great things. There's some other things we're going to do before, you know, like, I mean, we have a couple weeks left in the year, but
yeah.
Reminding people of it was our 90th anniversary. We are going to put the 90th anniversary party right into 2024 this summer.
Fantastic.
So we can celebrate. We talked a lot about people. We have yet to talk about Jim Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
And Donlin has been very active with us. We got the new goat bridge feeding station in from Bud and Jim Oliver days, and the family's got generations of helping the zoo, and we're going to be celebrating that as well with a dedication this
Very
summer
nice.
Coming up. And it should have been this fall, but we just finished it, and it's nice to do in the summertime, and we typically have done something in July for that around Bud Oliver's birthday. Yeah. But so lots of things coming up. We're going to be doing more event weekends. Now, every weekend, every day is an event at the zoo.
Absolutely.
We're going to be doing more event weekends. So stay tuned for some really cool things. We meet all the time on this. Some new stuff coming that we mm-hmm. hope is going to be wonderful. Just a lot of good stuff.
Good stuff.
So one of the questions we get asked a lot, and I got asked last night, what do you do with the animals in the wintertime? People believe we send them out to other facilities.
Nope.
Nope, they all stay here. Every animal you see in the summertime is here in the wintertime. And they just go, wow, we thought maybe you sent them down south somewhere. There is no place to go with them. So, you know, we're busy year-round. The animals you see in the summer are the same animals that are here yeah. in the wintertime. And they go, well, that's cool to know.
Right.
It's been a kind of a myth through the years yeah. that's happened. Never happened. And unless we borrow like a calf from a farmer or something.
Sure.
And they love that because we corn feed them all summer and send them back. But no, they're ours. And like Tom said, they have their own animals. We couldn't, except for emergencies, we wouldn't be able to take someone's whole inventory.
Right.
And why would we do that to the animals? That's not even a good... you know, animal welfare thing. So there are. So the heating bills can get kind of high and air exchange systems and things like that. But we're proud of our collection and want to keep doing what we're doing.
All right. Well, I can tell people, too, that coming up in 2024, one day, Tom Schmaltz, Kathy Dickman, going to come in and host the entire morning show with me. So we're going to talk all sorts of things, Cankabazoo.
Including agriculture.
Including, yeah, absolutely, because he knows about green
manure. Tom opens his mouth and manure spews. It's just, I had to say that.
I couldn't pass it up.
I had to say something.
Couldn't pass it up. I knew. That's why I brought it up. Tom and Kathy, great to have you in here. That is our Morning Zoo edition for this December 7th. We do the Morning Zoo every Thursday at 8:20 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Imagine it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Got a partly cloudy sky, 32 degrees. Thursday, December 7th. Wintown Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. It's 8:30. Good morning. Office of Medical Cannabis Director Chris Tholkas is stepping down at the end of this week. Tholkas said leading the medical cannabis program for the last 5 years has been a highlight of her career in public health. She said it's such a developing industry and an innovative industry, and to regulate and do policy work in that space is absolutely fascinating. Tholkas said she believes medical cannabis is helping patients in Minnesota. She's leaving to become the director of health operations for the city of Minneapolis. A cougar that was struck and killed on an interstate highway in suburban Minneapolis Wednesday was more than likely the same animal captured on home security video walking across a driveway earlier this week. An SUV struck the male cougar before dawn Wednesday on Interstate 394 in Golden Valley, a short distance from the Minneapolis neighborhood where a cougar showed up in surveillance video 2 days earlier. Dan Stark, a large carnivore specialist with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, said the cougar that was killed was almost certainly the same one, since the animals are very rare in that area. Until this week, a cougar hadn't been seen in Hennepin County in nearly 20 years. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Red River Communications, who remind you to go faster with fiber.
Life moves fast. Is your internet keeping up? Switch to Red River Communications fiber fast broadband internet and make buffering and glitching a thing of the past. For over 70 years, Red River Communications has provided the Red River Valley industry-leading technology, all backed by a team of local experts.